The last question, so to speak, is ideally, what is the best time, in your opinion, to get yourself in particular one discipline of computer science, rather than getting on and on and just kind of learning new things and new technologies? But eventually, everyone, particularly me, I just want to land a job and in a career and for a tech company. So what time you recommend to just get in one specific discipline and then continuing with only that instead of going here and there and searching for the next stuff to learn?
A good question. And in fact, let me read our last question aloud that Arsh kindly pasted into the chat window, which is similar. Have you heard of people going straight into the field of technology right after CS50? And how much of a gulf is there between the skill gained from CS50 and the skill needed for a basic unpaid internship? That is it a good idea or feasible? So another angle on the same question. Generally speaking, here at Harvard, we recommend that students have taken CS50 and one other course, presumably a software class or an algorithms and data structures class. That generally tends to be the expectation of a lot of tech companies, that you've not just taken one class, but you've taken a second that tends to round out your knowledge, that gives you more experience and practice with programming in particular, and frankly, so that you have a different perspective and you've not learned computer science from just one person or one course. You've seen different ways of solving problems. So I think it's very reasonable to take something like CS50 for free online or through any of our various channels, and then take some follow-on class, maybe one of MIT's, maybe Brian's web class or AI class, or a class at Princeton on algorithms, or any number of free courses too. And then I think pursuing a tech internship or a paid or unpaid position is quite reasonable. So thank you both for that question.